Yeah, so there's been a variety of things that the city's been working on, both at the municipal government service level, as well as helping with the territorial governments and their emergency response plans. So some of the stuff we've done is downtown there's free parking. But folks will also notice that on 49th Street, we've blocked off the parking meters. They've got the blue bags on those. And those are for patients who are going to be coming in for COVID-19 tests. So those are reserved parking spots, because what will happen shortly is that instead of people going into the clinic and getting their tests and potentially, you know, encountering a few people along the way and having the virus in the building, they'll stay in their vehicle, a medical professional will come out, do the swab, and go back in. So those parking spots are going to be reserved on that street. And free transit is one thing. We know that for a lot of residents, there's still essential services, and they count on the transit to be there for them, to get them to work. But taking some extra measures of making sure the buses are cleaned more regularly and encouraging people to, when they can, have that social distance between them and other riders. So yes, the solid waste facility is closed to the public. We do have it open for contractors. But with the number of employees that need to be in isolation if they were just traveling down south and various different needs around the city, we've had to close it to make sure that we're able to focus on the tasks at hand. So one of the best things people can do is social distancing, which for a lot of people is a new term. I wouldn't say any of us used that term last month. So what does it mean? It means avoiding playdates, coffee, having anybody in your house or going into anybody else's house for visits, and really looking to make sure you always have 6 feet between yourself and somebody else if you have to go out. But it does mean that, you know, we use the term social distancing, but physically distancing might be a better term, where you can be social with your friends, but just on the phone and on Facebook and other social media platforms. And you can go out for a walk to get the fresh air and exercise. Just make sure that, again, you're staying over 6 feet or 2 meters away from other people, because the virus is quite contagious. And so as much as we limit the number of people we come into contact with, it means less people will be catching or transmitting the virus. So the best thing we can do for our health right now is to take it easy, stay home, and just be with our family members who live in our house, because that's another thing. Like, going to visit family in another house means that you could be spreading or taking the germs back and forth. So again, the best thing you can do is stay home and keep your social distance, physical distance. I think that the challenge with a health pandemic versus perhaps a natural emergency is it's tough to say when this is going to be over. And so that uncertainty, I know, can cause a lot of anxiety in folks. And so the thing that I've been reminding folks is just control what you can control. So things you can control is making sure you wash your hands lots. Not touching your face, because if you're out at the grocery store and you touch something and the virus was on it, and then you go to wipe your eyes, you could put the virus in your eye, and then that's how it gets into your body. Or touching your nose or touching your mouth. And so really making sure that you're focused on what you can control, and reach out to, there's the Arctic Indigenous Wellness Foundation. I saw that they yesterday posted on Facebook that they'll be taking calls from people who are in need, and recommend the NWT helpline, which is free and confidential. And if you're employer has a family assistance program so that you can access counseling, I definitely recommend people reach out for those supports.